This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
For tailpipe emission standards to
avoid more than 7 billion tons of carbon pollution.
Oral arguments on paused Texas immigration law.
Texas has a right to defend itself.
No Fed rate change.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Biden administration puts in drive its plan to make Americans' cars greener. Electric vehicles are needed to do it, and it comes as EV sales have slowed. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has heard from EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
New regulations require automakers to cut emissions across their entire fleet of new light-duty cars and trucks, starting with model year 2027.
We understand that consumer choice is paramount.
The EPA says the changes will help drivers use less fuel and lower maintenance costs, an estimated $6,000 in savings over the lifetime of a new vehicle.
A federal appeals court hears arguments over a Republican-backed Texas law that would allow law enforcement to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen argued on behalf of the state.
Everybody's concerned about the border. There's a real crisis going on here. Texas has decided that we are at the epicenter of this crisis. We are on the front line, and we are going to do something about it.
Daniel Tenney of the Justice Department.
The way the federal government goes about this is because it is fundamentally an international exercise, is through collaboration with other nations.
The Biden administration filed suit in January to stop the law.
Secretary of State Blinken is back in the Mideast for the sixth time since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. He's in Saudi Arabia and will visit Egypt and Israel, pushing for a six-week ceasefire, as well as ramping up humanitarian aid to Gaza. A fourth former Mississippi sheriff's deputy is sentenced for his part in torturing two black men. Christian Dedman is given 40 years in federal prison, hours after Daniel Opdyke is sentenced to more than 17 years. Victim's attorney Malik Shabazz.
Never before in the history of Mississippi has it occurred where white law enforcement officers have been held criminally accountable for anything.
The Federal Reserve leaves interest rates unchanged, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
As the labor market tightness has eased and progress on inflation has continued, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals are moving into better balance.
The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ finished at records on the news. Also, social media company Reddit has hit a $6.4 billion valuation in its IPO, expected to debut tomorrow. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Overseeing the Georgia 2020 election interference case clears the way for an appeal of Fani Willis's involvement. WSB's Veronica Waters in Atlanta.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee says his order on Donald Trump and his co-defendants' dismiss and disqualify motion is so important to the case, he's granting permission for them to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals for help. But the judge makes clear he will keep this case going in the meanwhile. And if the Court of Appeals does not agree to take up the motion or it's not completed within 45 days, the racketeering trial proceedings and its pretrial motions will continue. Veronica Waters for CBS News Atlanta.
Amid an explosion of gang violence in Haiti, the U.S. has started to offer chartered helicopter flights to Americans who want to get out. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says about 30 Americans a day should be able to leave Port-au-Prince on multiple flights.
Our hope is to keep these options available for American citizens who need it, and the feasibility and the assessment of that work is going to be ongoing.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The search is on for an escaped inmate and his accomplice after an ambush at a Boise, Idaho hospital leaves three corrections officers wounded. Police Chief Ron Weiniger.
As they were preparing to leave to transport me back to the Idaho Department of Corrections facility, an unknown at this time suspect attacked and fired at the officers, striking two of them.
They're expected to survive. The University of Maryland is investigating allegations of life-threatening hazing.
I'm just flabbergasted.
That's former University of Maryland sorority member Lucy Taylor over the school's decision to resume most social activities amid allegations of pledges being burned, paddled, and forced to drink urine, saying it's acting like
we solved it, you know, back to business as usual.
The school has declined interviews, but in court records described allegations of widespread physical abuse and dangerous rituals. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on new life and new hope for some four-legged war victims.
16 dogs rescued from the Israel-Gaza war have been welcomed by a Bessemer, Alabama organization called 2x2 Rescue.
Long travels are over. All right, let's get them unloaded, guys.
Sonia King is its founder and executive director.
I really think however we speak to them won't be the language as much as it will be our hearts.
The dogs do not understand English, only Hebrew and Arabic. It's hoped they will eventually be adopted out. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Less than a week after his trip to the White House, Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar makes a surprising announcement. He's quitting effective immediately. Varadkar says his reasons are personal and political. He'll be replaced as prime minister after a party leadership contest. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.